Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law a bill that raises teacher salaries, increases general state spending for schools, and overhauls Iowa's area education agencies. Reynolds held a ceremony in her Capitol office and was surrounded by Republican legislators and key staff as she signed the bill into law.
Some schools haven't used some of the AEA services despite being forced to pay for them. Others have felt that they didn't receive the quality that they expect.
House Education Committee Chair Schuyler Wheeler, a Republican from Hull, helped lead House negotiations with educators, parents, and advocates for both large and small schools that resulted in changes to the governor's original bill.
We held numerous meetings with everyone and worked with all sides to come to an agreement that is a win for education in our state.
Democrats like House Minority Leader Jennifer Confort say the new law is universally unpopular and it will be an issue with voters in November. The new law puts local districts in control of some funding that currently flows directly to the AEAs and gives state officials more authority to oversee special education. Schools will still be required to use the AEA special education consultants, but districts will be able to spend 10% of their special education allotment elsewhere. Plus, districts will have the option of redirecting money that directly pays for other AEA services like teacher training. Plymouth County's engineer briefed the Board of Supervisors this week on road and bridge projects planned for the 2024 construction season. Engineer Tom Roy says there are six federally funded projects on the list, including several resurfacing projects. One is 3 miles west of C-80, west of U.S. 75. Another is 2 miles of Iowa 140 south of Kingsley, and another 4 miles of C-44 south of Lamar's and 7 miles of K-42 from Merrill to C-60. There are two federally funded bridge projects as well and two locally funded bridge projects. There are also 12 culvert replacement projects. Total estimated cost of these projects is $15.8 million in a roughly even split between local, state, and federal funding sources. The Plymouth County Treasurer reminds residents that real estate and mobile home taxes are due on April 1. Typically, the deadline is March 31, but Shelley Sitzman says this year March 31 falls on a weekend, so the deadline is April the 1st. Taxes are delinquent after April 2. The office will be closed tomorrow due to observance of Good Friday, so people should be aware and plan accordingly. Monday, they can take payments, and they're not considered delinquent until April 2. Online payment of property taxes is also an option. This could be done at iowatreasurers.org. Online payment can be done up until midnight April the 1st without penalty. Diamond Vogel and Keep Iowa Beautiful have announced their 2024 grant recipients for the Paint Iowa Beautiful program. This partnership provides free paint to a wide variety of public service and community betterment projects throughout the state of Iowa. Several places at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds will be receiving paint for some sprucing up at Century Hall and the 4-H FFA Sheep Barn and the Hospitality Building and at Sportsman's in Pioneer Village. The Alton Public Library is undergoing a renovation on the library's main floor and paint will be donated to that. Touch-up work at two sites in the Calliope Village, Sioux County's first settlement near Haywarden, are also part of the recipients' list. In its 20-year partnership with Keep Iowa Beautiful, Diamond Vogel has awarded enough paint to cover over 5 million square feet of surfaces for 1,400 community projects in the state of Iowa. Wednesday marked the 10th annual American Red Cross Giving Day, where the agency recognizes people who make its mission possible, volunteers, blood donors, people trained in life-saving skills, and supporters. Emily Holly, spokeswoman for the Red Cross Nebraska-Iowa region, says they're also asking for donations in order to continue offering help to people who urgently need it. Home fires are the most common disaster in Iowa and nationwide. In 2023, Holly says the Red Cross responded to 662 home fires throughout Iowa and provided assistance to 2,275 people. Donations will help to provide emergency shelter, hot meals, relief items, emotional support, and other assistance to people in need. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.